Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing well, Glass. How are you, sir?
Well, I hope your trash bins and new recycling bins don't melt in this October heat we have, but we saw them lined up on the streets here for the last few weeks. We are now ready to fill them up. You have had the crews out. I saw yesterday morning when I was coming in. Good picture on the paper today. And the first day of the sanitation modernization. Tell us what you saw and what you heard.
Well, it was overall a good day. We got out there, got everything picked up that, on the route that we needed. Took a little bit longer than normal just as we're kind of getting used to some of the changes in flow. And but overall, pretty good day. Had a few uncontrollable hiccups with some issues with our fiber lines and our internet connections for some of our city facilities, which made things a little difficult on the customer service end when you don't have that internet. So
You notice they never cut a fiber line when you don't roll something out?
There could have been a better day to do that, in my humble opinion.
It didn't happen last Tuesday or last Monday. Yeah. It just happened on the day when everybody needed some answers, and if that's not Murphy and his wonderful laws. But no, the people at the city didn't have anything to do with it, because Margaret and I were checking the website yesterday morning, and we're getting a, hey, we can't find it. I'm like, this has got to be my computer. My computer always gives me problems.
No, that was a connectivity issue for almost, I think, all of our city facilities within town here. So that made things difficult, and appreciate people's patience on the customer service end if they were trying to get a hold of us. You know, we could talk to them on the phone, but we couldn't check the records in the system. So that made things a little difficult, a little frustrating. But overall, we, you know, got through that. I think everything's back up and running this morning. I've been with the crews here since they left the garage at 4:30, and we're out on route and getting everything picked up this morning. So.
And patience is the operative word as we get this brand new program started. What's the best advice you can give to people that maybe are a little frustrated?
Well, patience and grace has been the mantra. From a customer service angle, from a pickup angle, it's a big change. It's one of the biggest changes we've implemented in a long time in terms of the city service. And so, yeah, just patience and grace. We're working through all the issues. A couple pieces of advice, if I were to give from what I've seen on routes this morning, is folks trying to get their carts all the way out to the curb or towards the roadway. We've been getting a couple that are still up in yards, and, you know, they're putting them out, but not quite far enough. So
the arm only reaches so far.
The arm only reaches so far. And then another big key with this when we're talking about the arms and the pickup is, the carts need to be spaced about 4 feet apart so that arm can fit in and grab the one cart and put it back down. So spacing the cans apart, and then obviously, you know, as far away from a vehicle as you can. We got a lot of crowded streets, but far away from vehicle, 4 feet apart for the carts, and make sure they get them out towards the curb where we can see them real good. And a couple quick pieces of advice from what I've seen this morning.
Adam, let me ask you a question about that, because I'm picturing my driveway. My trash pickup isn't until tomorrow.
And okay. Keith has time to plan.
Yeah,
this is good.
Hard for me. I'm trying to picture, is it all right if one of the containers is actually in the grass and not in the driveway?
Yeah, it can be in a grass plot, no problem.
We
just need to be able, as long as it's up there by the curb or right off the, you know, even if it's on the road, just right up next to the curb or, you know, like the tree plot, a little grass area between the curb
and the
sidewalk.
Right. I was just trying to imagine the 4 feet spread trying to get my car in and out of the driveway.
Between them,
exactly.
Well, that's not a bad idea. One on either side of the driveway.
One on either side would be great.
Then will your arm do that? You wouldn't have to move the truck?
Well,
you can move the truck. That's what
we're going to pick up with one truck's going to pick up recycling, truck's going to pick up the trash.
Oh, so that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I'm thinking two of the same thing. Okay.
Yep. So,
good point.
If you've got them on each side of your driveway, Keith, we'll certainly be able to pick them up.
All right. Now, the other thing is that you got to face them a certain way.
Yeah. You know, so there's a metal bar on the front. So the way that, you know, with that metal bar and, like, where the lid starts to open up there, face that towards the street so the trucks can get right to them, and they'll tip right from there.
Are there arrows on top of the can carved into there?
I believe there are, yes.
Okay, look on top of your can,
mm-hmm.
and they'll show you which way to point.
All right, now my next question is, I'm with you all the way until we get into the holidays, and now I've got all of those wrappings and boxes and stuff like that is more than normally would fit into the container. What do I do?
Bonfire.
Well, so one key to pick up for us is lids need to be closed on the carts. That's a big key for us, okay. for how we tip them. So if you do have one of those above average weeks around the holiday, we're going to do additional Friday pickups. So if you've got a heavy week and you need an additional pickup for trash only, we'll do a pickup on Fridays for a prorated cost per month, just the weekly cost, basically. But you call us before Thursday evening, we'll get you into a route optimization software for a Friday pickup, and we'll be able to get that additional pickup for you on those heavy weeks.
And you can order that anytime, regardless if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or whenever it is, correct?
Yeah. If you need the additional pickup, we're going to do our best to get them on Friday. We should have everything up and running by this Friday. So those heavy weeks, we'll just need you to call ahead, 812-349-3443, and we'll be sure to pick everything up on Friday as well.
Department of Public Works man of the hour is our good friend Adam Wason. And the new sanitation modernization is getting started this week. And speaking of changes and things and pickups and things, 60 days to determine whether your trash bin is the one you want. That is 60 days, well, let's say 59 days now to change it for free. How do I go about doing that?
Well, you could be like we're up to 500 requests for those switch outs already.
Wow, so good start.
Well, I'd prefer there were zero, but we're up to about 500 requests for switch outs right now. So,
Adam, again, real quick, are they uh-huh. going switch outs for bigger to smaller or smaller to bigger?
Bigger to smaller, more often than not. Okay. About probably 85% of the time, we've got them going from the middle 64 gallon size down to the 35 gallon size, and so of those, you know, roughly 500-600 switch outs we've got requested so far, I'd say 85% are moving down to the smaller size.
Now, in this 59 days remaining, you may switch out for free. Can I switch out multiple times for free? Maybe I want you get one free win. You get one freebie. One mulligan.
Let me ask you this way then. Isn't it kind of early to decide it's too big or too small?
That's up to them. That's not up
to
them.
No, I understand, but I mean, maybe we ought to do a couple of cycles before we decide that mine's too big or too little.
That's why we give you 60 days, Keith. Okay. So you've got a couple cycles here. You know, you can see how this month works out for you and still get in under that 60-day deadline. One thing I can tell you, and one thing I definitely want folks here is with the number of switch outs we've already gotten requested and going from that medium to that small size, our inventory on those small carts are going to run out pretty quick.
Okay.
We ordered extras, but we didn't order that many extras for the small size. So we're on about a 6-week. We're placing an order this afternoon for additional small carts, but we're hoping 6 weeks, but the supplier, this is going to result from the Hurricane Harvey down in Houston. That's where their petroleum supplier for their
So we can understand why they're taking a couple extra days on that. We can be and that's
so,
part of the patience we're asking for.
This is one of the biggest areas I'm asking for some patience is for folks that have requested to go from that middle size down to that small size. I think we're going to be able to honor about the first 150, and then we're going to be waiting on a shipment. So folks in that position, they can keep using the carts that they've been delivered. And then as soon as we get those in town, we're going to start delivering as soon as they get here. But it could be, 6-8 week delay here just on receiving those carts.
All right.
So patience and grace.
Kind of a dumb question, but while I'm waiting for this switch out, do I leave the cart I'm switching out on the driveway?
Like I said, you can use it as needed, and then we're going to be doing some deliveries today, and then we'll be continuing that for the next few days. But for those that are on the switch out list and for the inventory we have, it just needs to be visible for us. So if it's in the garage,
they're not going to come up
here. What I meant was, are you going to call me, or do I need to, what do I need to do
on your day?
Just leave it out.
Yep, it's somewhere visible. We do have in our database of information we're collecting, we do have folks that, we're going to have to call ahead and coordinate a little bit more. But as long as it's visible for us, we won't need to do that extra step. But if we need to do the extra step, we're trying to accommodate as needed.
The Director of Public Works is our good friend Adam Wason. He has checked in here for the last couple of weeks. on sanitation modernization, the first upgrade in almost 25 years to the city of Bloomington's trash service. And it is live as of yesterday on Monday, and it's live from here on out. We are getting into the fall season. Leaves start falling. Sticks start falling. Yard waste. People used to have to use the stickers and special bags for that moving forward. We know stickers, we'll talk about that in a minute, are off the radar for now. The yard waste bags, though, that people still would like to use, talk about how that system is going to work.
Yeah, so again, the change here is that there's no longer going to be stickers. That's the big change. So we'll be doing the yard waste with a different the new technology for the billing, but yes, brown bags and bundles, just like in the past. We'll start our curbside leafing program with the vacuums November 6th this year.
We've got that's not changing.
That's not changing. We're still going to do the leafing in the curbside.
So if you don't want to put things in brown bags, the leaf-wise, you can leave them raked on your curb, and the vacuum program is still in. Okay, some people asked me, was that going away since this new system was going on? And the answer is clearly no.
Nope. We'll continue doing the vacuuming, and then we'll continue doing the bag service and the bundle service curbside. One thing that people have been asking, can I use my older 35-gallon trash can for yard waste now? And the answer is yes, absolutely. We just need to keep them around that 35-gallon size.
So you don't care what container it's in, you just don't want it in a 96-gallon.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's all for the arm, baby. It's all about the arm.
On the yard waste there, yep.
Okay, Adam, while we're on that one then, what about those red tubs that I had? What do I do with those?
We've got a lot of people putting them out already for recycling. We had asked that folks wait till next week, so we're starting to recycle. If they're out now and they've got a note, we're recycling them. Next week we're going to start a little extra heavy with some additional labor getting out there, picking up those carts for recycling.
But I don't have to give them back to you, right?
You don't. You can keep using them.
Okay. I could use them in the garage.
You can. Turn them upside down and stack up.
I've heard folks talk about using it for potting soil and different types of things, So.
All right.
I like that.
Another question for you, Adam. One of the reasons you went to this was you had a lot of injuries from your people picking up stuff. How are the people that are doing this liking that arm?
So, the vast majority of what we're doing is on a rear tipper now. So it's, we've got a few of the trucks with the sidearms out there, and the guys are getting used to that. But then we've also got the guys still on the back of trucks doing the rear tipping with a mechanized tipper. And so I'm on the truck with Casey and Skippy today, not Robert, but they call him Skippy. And I can tell you both of them have said, they appreciate not having to pick up all that trash. It takes a little bit longer at each house because you do have to do that mechanized tipping, with the controls. So it takes a little bit longer per house. But I can tell you both Casey and Robert today have told me, we like this so much better. It takes a little longer, but we like it a lot more.
Yeah, the only thing their arm's going to hurt from is pulling the lever to tip the
exactly.
to tip the cart. And if you've seen the folks on the streets, there's one in the back of the truck where it comes down to the street. They push the cart onto it. They put it affix it onto the thing. Pull the lever, and it tips it literally back into the truck. And then you'll see the big arm reach out and grab it and throw it over the top and put it back down and slide it onto the curb. So that takes. Are you happy with the trucks you have? Everything working?
Are they all here?
Yeah, everything's working pretty well, and so we're certainly we've got four brand new ones that have been delivered. We're placing an order for a few more, and then so far so good is where we're at.
Adam, I think people can kind of hear it. You're excited about all this.
it's a big change, and it's kept us quite busy, and it's a change for the right reason. That's the big thing here is. We're making changes to how we do something that's really important to a lot of people. I've got an old friend, a former public works director for a different city, and he said, Adam, don't mess with people's trash. If you're going to change it, make sure it goes well, and we're doing our best to make sure it goes well.
Well, that's all we ask is that you try it. Nobody expects it to be perfect in the first day or the first week. And before we let you go, let's put people's mind at ease. you will be able to refund your trash stickers. You just will not be able to do it here for a couple weeks. Let's let the system get into place. Here's what we ask you. Don't take your stickers back to where you bought them. They are not going to help you out there.
Nope.
They will.
We're going to start We're going to start October 16th with our refund program at City Hall. Anything under $20, we can do in cash. Anything over $20, we'll be doing with a check. So that's the big key there is we'll start on October 16th with the refund program. Run that for a couple weeks, including Saturday the 28th, which is Farmer's Market Saturday. We'll do that from 9 to 1. And then after the 28th, we'll do a couple more weeks where we'll just be able to issue checks.
Why don't you send us a selfie from where you're at right now, because I can hear you on the route with the guys, as you told us. Shoot me one. Send it to me. I'll put it on our website so they can see this in action.
I don't know if risk management wants that one, Mike. But
No, when you come to a nice stop, not when you're in the middle of the action there. Do that and be safe.
We'll send you one.
All right.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks for your time. We know you're very busy out on the route this morning, and that's awesome that you took the time to educate us, and we'll put this on our website so everybody can use it as a point of reference, and if they missed it later, can hear it as well. Thanks, Adam. We appreciate it.
Take care, Adam.
Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate everybody's patience as we go through the big change. So take care, guys.